Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. Like, you don't like giving up the lead. But I thought the story of the game for me was, I think a lot of people expected us to fold after a tough game. And we've had some tough ones. And you get kicked and you get back up. And I thought we got back up real well. I thought, throughout the game, we showed unreal work ethic, unreal fight. There's pushes back and forth. They're a good hockey team. From the middle of the first to the end of the second, we were excellent. They pushed there in the third. But even then, we had moments of really real good pushback. You don't want to give up the lead, obviously, but it's something we'll keep working on. You want to win those lessons or learn those lessons when you win, and we're able to learn it with a win.
A little bit of character and mental toughness than overall today.
No, I think there's a definite character and mental toughness, and again, we got to be a work ethic team, and I think we did a good job of that throughout the game. So we got to keep working here. We got to get better in areas. We're going to keep working at that, but we got to make sure every night we have that kind of work ethic.
Guys, do to maybe stem momentum a little bit when they score a little bit more, to just not let them build on it like they did.
Well, I'd say after the second one, I thought we pushed back hard. I guess score would be the only thing else we could have done. I thought we pushed back hard at that point. I think one thing we talk about is making sure, one mistake doesn't lead to two and lead to three. I think when you make a mistake, let's make a hard play. And if you have to ice the puck. But let's make sure one mistake stays at one mistake. So that's something we'll keep working on. I thought there was, again, moments of hard pushback. And then you get late in the game there and you take a penalty and they're able to score. They obviously got a good power play. We'll have to, our PK is a little fragile right now. We'll get the PK back on. We got great penalty killers. We'll get it back on.
How about getting contributions offensively from all the lines?
No, I think it's good, and I think I thought the Larkin line was way better than they were the other night. I thought they were excellent. I thought Zetterberg's line's been real consistently good here. Manta was excellent. Nielsen's line I thought played real hard, and good goal by Glennie. So we just got to keep. I thought we had four up in the rush the whole second period. We got to keep getting four up in the rush. We got to keep trying to put people on their heels.
Blocked by Daly and OT.
Yeah, it was an unreal block. He's got that in him for sure. It was an unreal block. I think he's going to be all right, so that's good.
It's good to see Tats on the score sheet, too. It seemed like he'd been a little bit snake bit and whatnot.
Yeah, two big goal scorer goals there. He's a real goal scorer. He gets a little streaky at times, so hopefully he can get a streaky hot here. He has been snake bit. But I also think, the goals followed what I think has been real good play here the last little bit.
With Mantha, I mean, he's probably going to, at this rate, finish with 25, 28 goals.
Well, what I'm seeing right now is work ethic. I think he's been excellent. I think his second effort's been good. I think his skating's been real good. For me, it's just a simplicity of bending his knees. When he bends his knees and skates, he's excellent. To me, that's the fire starter for him. What's the one thing that makes the big difference for me? It's when he bends his knees and he skates as opposed to being straight-legged. And that's just a thing that, he's been working on that for a long time, and I think his work ethic's been great here the last 10 games.
What do you think of Jimmy tonight? I mean, he made some big saves there in the third that, if he hadn't have gotten into OT, we'd be talking about some of those saves in the third there.
No question, and he made two big saves in overtime, so we find a way to win the game, and lots of times you need saves for that to happen. So, I thought he did a good job making sure that we won the game.
The 2-3 goal leads, but outside of that, you guys got a lot of shots on net the past two games. Mm-hmm. Second period to me tonight was probably one of the better ones of the season. I mean, are there encouraging signs?
Well, I walk out of these two games and say there's tons of encouraging signs. I mean, against two teams that right now are, certainly this team's one of the better teams in the East, and the Islanders have been a playoff team most of the year. And I thought for the majority of both games, or at least a lot of moments of both games, we outplayed them. And certainly the second period, we totally outplayed them. So we got to keep doing what we're doing. We got to stay with it, and we got to make sure we find ways to continue to win games like we did tonight.
Overtime can be a bit of a crapshoot, but getting the win in overtime.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crapshoot, but the crapshoot, if it is a crapshoot, should equal 500 and hasn't been good enough, So I thought it wasn't. I don't know if it was our best overtime, to be honest with you, in terms of giving up chances, but it's kind of how overtime goes. When you give one up, you're going to get one. And, real good play by Larks and great finish by Tots. Thanks, guys. Thanks.